This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you ever miss seeing the forest because you are preoccupied with examining a tree? There is great danger in doing this in Bible study. Getting interested in a statement without considering its context often leads to misinterpretation and confusion. The focus and amplify approach to Bible study helps one get a bigger picture and see how each part fits into the whole. The following steps are taken in this approach. Read the portion or book over a few times to grasp the main focus. Read it over some more to identify main points or explanations which amplify the focus. Study each section covered by a main point to find subpoints which flesh out each main point. Write all this out in an outline. Finally, determine some conclusions or applications you can make to your own life based on the outline. Let me suggest we study the book of Philemon using this focus and amplify study approach. If you have a number of different translations of the Bible available, read this short book over in each of the translations. As you do this, take note of any differences you find. Reflect on those differences to see if you think they change the meaning of what is said. You very well might find that the differences clarify for you what is being said. When I did this, I determined that the focus of Philemon was, forgiveness is a test and testimony of Christian love and faith. After you have read this one chapter book a few times, see whether you agree with me on the focus. If not, what did you come up with? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.